Thank you so much for listening to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Today with me, I have the CEO and the owner of Forecast TV, and his name is Jerry McMullen. Welcome, Jerry, to my show.
Hello, Kathy Lee. This is Jerry here in big, beautiful Southwest Colorado, where all the big old mountains are full of snow. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. So you got snow, I hear.
Yes, we do. Yeah. It's cold.
Which you like most, the cold or the snow?
Yes, down to around 5 degrees.
Wow. Well, Jerry, first of all, 5 degrees? Oh my gosh, that's so cold. Jerry, first of all, let's talk about forecasts. Your television, Forecast TV, the podcasting corporation. So tell me, how did you get started with this, first of all?
Well, to be honest with you, I am sort of fed up with being controlled and manipulated by media, politicians. It's as though they think I'm too stupid to think. And my opinion doesn't matter. So what the deal? A little bit about my background is I started in broadcasting and building two-stage amplifiers. I'm going to date myself here, with vacuum tubes when I was 8 years old, which was only, 10 years ago, I guess. No, it was a few more than that. From there, I started building transmitters and from scratch. This wasn't from Heathkit or anything. You had the hole punch and, you know, make big holes and mount tube sockets and transformers back in those days and so forth. So I started when I was 8, and then I had several friends that were older, like, you know, the age of my dad, let's say. My dad was an amateur radio operator, so he had some influence on me. And then I had other men about his age that had influence on me. And there was one man in particular, his name was John Sharp, and he was one of the world's most renowned antenna designers. And he worked for Texaco, and he traveled to 88 countries. And I used to go to his house when he was in the States every day for about 4 hours. And he taught me a lot of stuff about broadcasting and, you know, just communications in general. And, you know, since those days, of course, we've migrated from tubes to transistors and flip-flops and integrated circuits to CMOS to Bill Gates, Microsoft Windows 10 that reboots every other day because there's a bug in it. And now they want to put him as one of the big heads of the Corona project. So we'll probably be going to the doctor. Those are crazy enough to take it. Be getting rebooted every other day or so with a new injection. Have no idea why anybody would want to be injected with aborted babies, but that's part of what's in it. I don't care to do that. But technology has changed so much that it's really changed our social being, our social structure, our business structure. In my opinion, things are less efficient as they used to be. Now we have email and we have voicemail, and people don't, you know, people have been cut to the bone in these companies because, you know, they want to keep the profits up for their shareholders. And so people are doing the job of two or three people. So your emails and voicemails stack up, and they don't answer the phone like they used to, you know, 20 years ago. So it's harder to do business, in my opinion, or at least expediently. There's very few people that really even know what customer service is anymore, in my opinion. But One of the other things I was going to bring up is, do I see any benefits of the older days and technology versus the newer days of, you know, digital technologies and, you know, high-speed data and the new 5G cellular networks going in and so forth. And, you know, for those that are music buffs and know a lot about sound and so forth, one of the best amplifiers still made, in my opinion, for audio, if you're a big audio buff, is by Macintosh. And they still sell tube-type amplifiers. Uh-huh. And they're so, the quality is so clear and perfect. And one of these days, I'm going to buy me a couple of Macintosh systems. I've always loved them. They're just wonderful. So those that I run digital technology now from Canada, from NAD, and, you know, it's, I have a big, you know, theater room and all that kind of stuff, but it's, you just get sick of the viruses and the bugs and all this new digital technology. Mm-hmm. PC crashes, they reboot it at night to upgrade, you know, a hole in it. You get up the next morning and you got to deal with it because it didn't come up right or the time didn't get set right. And it's like digital TV, you know, you got to rescan all your channels, you know, every few months because they always change things around. But back in the days of analog TV, you didn't have that issue. So
really,
those are some of my views on technology and broadcasting. But Forecast.tv, which is a subsidiary of Forecast Broadcasting Corporation, is basically putting together, it's live right now, but it's in its infancy. Uh-huh. And what it's going to be is a concentric web of social engines. There's going to be three social engines, and there's going to be six public safety applications that allow people to take care of their children in schools and, you know, in the petroleum areas and communities and et cetera, et cetera. And they'll all be integrated into our data center here that's nuclear rated. Uh-huh. And for those that may have seen us, we were the highest scored ever on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper show. I didn't even know what a Doomsday Prepper was until they got here. I just live that way and think that way because I've always dealt with, you know, the World Trade Center and NASA and big oil and hospitals. So I've always believed in hardened structure and tons of redundancy, like solar and wind and diesel generation and even gasoline generation behind that. And then I have a automatic transfer switch that goes back to the grid if we need it. So I'm also into contingency planning, risk assessment. I design systems, and what we're trying to do now is we're building a political system that is social based, and it allows people to launch petitions. And instead of saying, "Hey, I had eggs for breakfast," what did you have? I mean, you can still do that when you set up your profiles, but the main thing it's really for is to has in the database, it has all your representatives in government, both, you know, state and federal, and we can put in Wall Street. We're definitely putting in the media, the big media houses, and there's going to be accountability with this network. Mm-hmm. And you, the user, will become part of the policing of it, so that when you write a petition, or as you're typing it, it's assigned a record number, and it can be identified with your IP address for authenticity if need be. And then you launch it, and it a text then goes to converts to speech. So we can do SMS, we can do fax, email, voice. It has NAG features. I hate to use that because ladies probably don't like that word, but it has NAG features that allow the user that sent the petition the ability to keep nagging the person and persons that he sent it to until he gets the answer that he wants or she wants. And then if one of their friends likes that particular petition, then another petition is launched with a whole new certification number. And then this is all tied to the other social networks. And so then we're also building, you know, friendly social networks like Facebook, where we won't go in there and, you know, control you and say how many people you can post this to. And you know, that dweeb Zuckerberg is just about ready to, he's going to be one that's getting ready to have a big surprise here in about another 2 to 3 weeks from the federal government. So along with Twitter and everybody else. So we're building two other social engines that will compete with those losers. And then we're offering a special. We do have some content on there. Some of it's free, of course. What little content that we do have on there for those that want to join the site, not register, but join, there's, we have a special for $2, which is nothing. It's $2 a month. And that will give you discounts on all of the things that we're getting ready to do. And wow, the applications, people will literally freak over when they see them, because that's what I've done most of my life is save lives and assets for big corporations. And so now we're going to be doing this internationally on this network. So
Wow, this
is sorry, let me let you talk so I don't hog the air.
No, you're my guest. The educators on, you know, streaming, you know, what have you been doing?
We do television. We have a studio here in Southwest Colorado, which is where John Wayne always wanted his. And we're not far from where True Grit was shot and where City Slickers was shot, which is just a few miles from here. We have Canyon Lands a block from us. We've got mountains right in front of us, Telluride's right in front of us. And we have the desert right behind us, about 30 miles. And we're near all the Navajo, the Ute, and the Apache reservations. So we have good diversity and good relationships with the real Americans, the Native Americans. And we also are off the old Spanish trail. So we have, I think it's 10% Hispanic, 10% Native American, and 80% Caucasian in this area. And we're in a 2.9% tax bracket out here for sales tax.
Wow.
So for those who like to shoot film or buy a car or buy cameras or whatever, using our zip code and participating with us, you save quite a bit of money compared to Hollywood's 10%.
Whoa. So, Hollywood's 10%? That's crazy.
We have some incentives just being where we are. And we're also in a nuclear rated facility and a biological rated facility. So in this day and age, for those that are concerned about what happened this week, which probably most people don't know because it hasn't been on TV and it won't be. The 82nd Airborne was launched this week. And of course, we lost an F-16 last Tuesday over Michigan. And the Chinese had a huge loss. So we have been flexing our muscles. We've actually been invaded already. Canada's been training Chinese soldiers on the border, so Trudeau needs to go down. A lot's going to happen between now and first week of January.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes open and be vigilant, and don't expect it to be on the news. The news right now controls everything. Our news is going to be based upon International Intelligence Digest that we have always been involved in since we've been in the anti-terror business and public safety business. So our news will be like a month early compared to everybody else. So if you really want to know the truth of what's going on, that's the way we want to present it, and that's what we're going to provide, is real news and you know, telling you what time it is. It's like right now, a lot of people aren't aware of this, and I don't want to scare people, but the international atomic doomsday clock, if you go to Google and just put in a doomsday clock, which I believe is at Yale University, it was built and instituted 1947, something like that. Mm-hmm. And right now it is 100 seconds to midnight, which is the closest it's ever been, even through the Cold War. Mm-hmm. So what that does is it tells governments, corporate CEOs, you know, presidents of countries and so forth, what the threat rate is or the threat level is for a catastrophic event in the world. So that's a site people should keep track of. And screw the regular mainstream press. They don't, they're just a bunch of talking heads, kind of like me, but I try to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, you also did a show, a podcast yourself. Do you still keep up with that?
On the Forecast.tv network, I have a show called Twisted Nation, which is very applicable to the days that we live in. Mm-hmm. And I'm somewhat undisciplined, I guess is a good word. I may say anything on that particular show. And then my co-host is Donald Sheff, and he's out of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then I'm coming up with another new show. I don't want to give the name out yet, but it's going to be very interesting. And it's also going to be somewhat geopolitically oriented. Mm-hmm. But we can also have, you know, open discussions or, you know, whatever people want. People can be on the show, be on the network, video, audio, you know, television, however they want to be on it. We do radio and TV. So all you got to do is go to www.4cast.tv. And the reason it's called that is because we're in Four Corners, America. So we're next to Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and we are in the Colorado side. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons it's called Forecast, but we also forecast geopolitical events, instability in the world, and we like to keep people informed, not only through news, but also through applications that we build and the social media sites that we'll have that won't be neutered by these, you know, egocentric maniacs that have an agenda. And one of the biggest agendas going on right now is this reset program, which is championed by Klaus Schwab, which is a Nazi. And of course, you've got, you know, Prince Charles and Bill Gates and all the big, you know, mega billionaires behind it. And they literally want to destroy the economies of the world, which they're doing a pretty good job of, especially here. And then they want to restart the economy. They want to take your properties. They want to basically just make all of your decisions. You're not smart enough to do it for yourself. That's basically their viewpoint. Uh-huh. And then Charles is crazy. He wants to, Krauss, I think it's Charles Schwab, the investment firm. Klaus Schwab wants to integrate us into all the new AI technologies so that we can actually communicate basically telepathically almost with AI. And it's almost like Tom Cruise's movie was, where you know, people knew what you were going to do before you ever did it. And I'm sure I can't remember the name of the movie, Minority Report, I think it was. And that's where we're headed, and they want that totally in place by 2030. Their Davos meeting in Switzerland was supposed to be this next month in January, but due to COVID, they're putting it off until probably June. and they're ready to rock and roll. But here's one catch. We've got a president that has a rack on him, and I believe that he's getting ready to totally become even more noted in our future history than George Washington. He has got some stuff up his sleeves. He's an incredible tactician. I don't like politics, and I don't particularly care for politicians. But I love watching the basically the screenplay, as you would say, of what's going on right now, because Steven Spielberg could not even come up with what's getting ready to take place. It's going to be an incredible show for everybody to be watching. If you pay attention, you're going to see a really interesting rest of your life, but you're going to see an interesting next month or so. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, and be careful, be safe, use your heads. There's a lot going to be going on. But I am an innovator. I've designed systems, control and command systems for government, World Trade Centers, NASA, Conoco's, and Dow Chemicals, and hospitals and schools and so forth. And so that's basically what we're doing again. But now we're doing it on the newer technologies, which will be available on forecast.tv. And you can join now, and you'll be a charter member, and you'll be able to get all kinds of stuff for free on some of these social engines that we're going to be running, where we get charged for petitions. You won't have to pay versus they will. So look at it if you're interested in it. There's free links on there, and then there's some movies, and there's some good films. There's also some old Leave It to Beaver and Lucy and all that kind of stuff on there, and I love Leave It to Beaver, so that's why it's on there. But
is that one of yours that you grew up with? So are you going to have any new movies being attached to it, or?
Well, we've got money in the budget to start shooting our own, and one of the ones that we'd like to do is a series called Durango. Basically, it'd be about the migration from the east to the west, and then all of the mining and that went on up here in Colorado, and kind of make it like a Little House on the Prairie movie, where it's family oriented. We've already been talking to the Narrow Gauge Railroad, and we've already talked to one of the Disney set builders about building us an old Durango 1885 town set. So we would love to shoot that series. So that's one of the things on the
book. Jerry's, would that be PG-13 filming?
Would that be PG-13?
Yes.
Yes, it would definitely be family rated.
I know a company in Nashville, a big producing company, that would love to help you with that. So when we're done with the show, I'll give you his contacts, and I want you to work something out with him. He's a dear friend of mine, and they do all kinds of amazing, it's more Christian movies, but they also do other stuff too. So as long as
we have a Christian network on our on there that you can watch some of their stuff as well on forecast.tv. We have another Christian filmmaker on there that is phenomenal.
It's probably maybe the same contact.
Ken Klein Films is on there, which has got some incredible documentaries.
Wonderful.
That are well worth a watch.
Do you have Discovery and History Channel? Do you have a few of those?
No, I used to, and I took all that off. But there is an icon on there. If you want to join it, you can actually join any network you want if you hit that icon. Mm-hmm. And you can still go to Forecast TV, and we'll be on, you know, Roku and Apple and Android and all that stuff when we get a little bit closer. But right now you can hit us on your PC or on your Android or whatever. But we're in the build-out phase and looking forward to getting all of it running and giving Facebook and Twitter and some of these broadcasters that lie like hell time of their life, and we want to hold them accountable. We also have a Checkpoint Charlie application where people can actually record actions of police officers without them even knowing it. Or they can record political debates or whatever without anybody knowing it. Mm-hmm. I do this quite often. It's just covert operations is what I call it. And then what we do is we, let's say a person's taken and he's wearing our video glasses that we sell on the link that says movie cart. Mm-hmm. That ties into the Checkpoint Charlie program. Say you're getting gas and somebody assaults you, they don't know that they're being filmed, so at least you have them on film and hopefully they don't, you know, pop in the back of the head. But then we keep the real video, and then what we try to do is sell it for you on our Sinja network, which is International Media Network, and make you money, and then at the same time bust the guys or whoever assaulted you. Mm-hmm. And so you make money, we hold them accountable, and if ABC buys it, or whoever, and they go in and they alter the narrative, mm-hmm. we've got the original here, and between you and us, we are the police at that point in the media, because we have the original files. So we're also going to try to hold the media accountable. So we're basically trying to start policing some of the things that are going on, and because the patriots and the Americans need to stand up and, you know, have a voice that is heard, not muted, not altered. And that's what we're all about with this special engine that does all the voice work and everything else. And it's almost finished. I've been working on that one for several years.
Jerry, would this cause riots or anything?
Shouldn't. A lot of it is actually community-based for protection. Mm-hmm. It also notifies the police.
Okay.
But let's say Mary's husband just died and some meth head looked up in the obituaries and was looking to see who all died so he can go over and rob their house while they're at the funeral. And, you know, we deal with things like that, or maybe Mary's there when the guy comes in, and, you know, Mary can film it. Mary can send out notifications to the entire zone in her neighborhood, and any of the retired SEALs or, you know, special commandos or just general people who want to get involved. The police are being called, but they're 15 minutes out. The neighbors can go over there with their baseball bats and annihilate the guy. And while they're doing it, they can be filming it covertly. Uh-huh. So they have evidence of, you know, what happened. You know, the guy broke into the house and was trying to, you know, steal this stuff from Mary because she couldn't, you know, do anything because she was 80 and alone. Uh-huh. That's happened even out here.
Wow.
I had a meth head look in the obituaries and found out that one of the families of the Kennedys she died, and so he hit the house and robbed it just to take care of his meth habit.
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm outspoken, and that's one of the reasons that we're in a nuclear facility is because I have gotten the CIA roughed up and the president, not this president, but the previous one roughed up. And the Clintons roughed up, and they actually, the way I've got everything set up, they actually went after my family thinking I was there and broke in the door, kicked it down, went in with machetes, I can tell you stories that you can't believe, but we're just aggressive. We tell the truth, and the truth is not liked. It's not, it's not respected. Not anymore. We live in a very evil day in this country, and it needs to change, and people need to wake up to what time it is. And people need to wake up and go over to that site I told you about, and so you can get your life right. Go to Google and go to the Doomsday Atomic Clock, and that will tell you how close we are to doo-doo happening. But my opinion of mainstream broadcasting is, don't even watch it. I don't care what it is. Just turn it off. They're useless. Put them out of business. Don't support them. And some of the things I do in my spare time is, I've got another project I want to start that's completely unrelated to broadcasting, but it's related to green energy. Since we're green here, I'm working on some snow removal ideas off of solar, since the you know, we do obviously need to go forward with some green technologies, but nothing like the crazy AOC and stuff have been talking about. I mean, we don't have that kind of money, but I mean, the country doesn't, not unless we go through the reset program, which I don't think we're going to be participating in that myself, and we're going to be ticking off the United Nations and everybody. So be prepared. We're going up against the entire world as a nation, and the United States is either going to run them off, or pretty much going to be spanked. So that's going to be in the next month. So get ready for a great movie, and just learn to express yourself, and try to do it on networks that allow you to express yourself, and allow you to post things that aren't freaking censored. You know, to your friends, to business, advertising. This whole political election was completely rigged through these social giants. And I hate to say it, I mean, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm just a dude that, you know, watches current events and likes truth and likes heroes. And
I got a question to ask you. Where do you, Jerry, where do you see mainstream television going? Where do you see,
eventually broadcasting is going to go bye-bye, because if you think about it, you know, they're paying some of their faces on Fox and some of these other news networks, you know, $10, $15 million for a face to talk on television, which is ludicrous. You know, with the NFL and all the other sports issues and so forth having their issues and advertising costs and businesses going bankrupt, they're going to end up migrating towards IPTV, which is Internet Protocol Television, which is what Forecast.TV is. And with the new 5G cellular network going in, courtesy of Mr. His name with Tesla, he's launching all the satellites, and they're also putting in the terrestrial sites. So we're gonna have a complete grid where everybody in the world will eventually have about 120 megabyte bandwidth off of their crazy devices, which is pretty impressive. So you'll be able to watch stream TV. You're gonna be able to do just about whatever you can imagine anywhere in the world. And they're working on it quickly, but it's also to be remembered, it is also a part of the reset program. What they want to do is actually implant you with these vaccines and with a chip, and they want to know everything about you, where you're going, and also know on some of the new 5G phones when they come out, even if you turn off your location finding, it doesn't matter, they find you anyway. Of course, they can find you on 3G by triangulation. They actually look at three different tower sites, and they measure your signal-to-noise ratio, and they can pinpoint you down to a couple of hundred feet, even on the older phones. So So if you ever want to just disconnect, take your phone and crush it.
Even if you crush your phone, you know,
your devices. Do what?
Even if you crush your phone, they can still find you.
Well, no, if you crush your phone and you know, let's just call it what Hillary calls it. Let's bleach bit everything. And then take it and put it in a hydraulic press and annihilate it. I mean, if you know, if you ever get to the point where you don't want to be followed and harassed by the government, which that's their goal, is to strip us of everything. It's not Trump's goal to do that. It's the reset program, which you're going to be hearing a lot about. Oh, there's a reset program on Twisted Nation that I did. It's about an hour and a half long, and it gets a little boring, but I actually quote some of the biggest names out there. And I learned about all this back in 2001 when Dr. Leonard Horowitz, which used to be with the Health and Human Services here, was educating doctors mainly. It was written for the medical people. I ended up getting an autographed copy from him, and because I tell everybody I'm a DND, which is damn near doctor. So I got a copy of it, and it talks all about the World Health Organization and the UN and the viruses they're making and the biological warfare they're still making. And basically, COVID was actually introduced for this reason. It's real, yes. The numbers are totally bogus. I mean, we aborted 42.3 million babies last year, but did we wear masks? We had 8.5 million people die of cancer last year, but what did we do about that? Or 1.5 million died of AIDS last year. And so what they did is they took COVID and they made it a political issue, a health issue, just like, to be honest with you, I know this might freak people out, but they're doing exactly what Hitler did. And since Schwab is a Nazi himself, we're using this as a health issue again. And they did it back then for tuberculosis and other things. They were spraying, you know, down buildings and facilities, and they were putting older people out of their misery and all this, that, and the other. And we're in a very uncharted time right now in this world, and they want the New World Order to basically take over, and they can't as long as the United States is sovereign. So their goal is to get us so we're not sovereign. So if Biden gets in, we'll be eating egg rolls and pork fried rice probably within a week. But
so you really think we're going to have a riot with the new presidency coming in?
Yeah, definitely. The military is going to be involved. If people remember back in 2015, there was a very quiet drill called Jade Helm that took place. And basically what that was an exercise to practice actually for 2020 or 2021. And that is to try to minimize the collateral damage of Civil War number two. And there will be riots in the streets. There will be mayhem. And the military is, there's been more military traffic in the last week and a half than you can possibly imagine. Missile batteries being set up, Iron Domes being set up. I've been verifying them in strategic locations where we took out a bunch of Chinese soldiers and they were hiding, and it's happening. So everybody keep their eyes open. You heard it first from Jerry on Twisted Nation on the forecast.tv network. But and you know, one of the other things I was going to discuss was in about 10 years, if the digital, I'm not digital, but if the reset program goes through, we're going to live in a completely different world. I don't even know if marriage will be you know, the thing anymore, because they're going to have all those sex robots. They're already working on marriage licenses so they can tax people. And they're, if you look at what the Chinese are doing right now and the AI groups with newscasters, and you watch some of the women that are doing the news, it's absolutely almost impossible to tell the difference between the AI and the human. So,
interesting.
It's 40% of the workforce in the next, I'd say, 7 to 8 years will be all AI based. So, what does that mean for the 40% that's going to lose their jobs? Like Citibank wants to convert 50% of their jobs to AI a whole lot faster than 6 years. They want to do it in like 3 to 4. Uh-huh. So it's going to be a time of change. And regardless of who's president, I mean, AI is already here and it's starting to become very dominant. So we're trying to keep up with, you know, just the ability for people to communicate the truth to each other without being neutered. So nobody's, neuters our network. We control it. We're not owned by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, or George Soros, which can, I won't say on the air.
Jerry, where do, you know, being the CEO of Forecast.tv, you know, where do you see the world and technology in 5 to 10 years?
It's going to be very AI based. There's going to be a lot more green technologies coming out, and you're going to see fossil fuels, you know, diminish to somewhat. But you know, it's like California. I mean, the governor out there has got his head somewhere buried dark in his rectum. Someone needs to install some glass in his abdominal cavity so he can see the light of day. But here they are already having energy issues and electricity issues. And what does he do? But come out and say, by such and such year, can no longer have fossil fuel cars on the road. They've got to be all, electric. And I'm thinking, geez, you can't even run your houses right now, dude. Now you want to run your whole state on, you know, this, and your wind generators that you already have and everything are falling apart and rusted out when you drive in the interstate into LA. And you know, it's just crazy. Some of these politicians like need to go back and go to work for, you know, China Shoes or something. I've learned that a politician is no smarter than you are, and that's the truth. And you know, as we grow up in our years, especially as we're children, we always kind of look up to teachers and police officers, and we think they're gods. And same with doctors and stuff. But there's a big problem with that. They're not. They're just like you and me. They put their pants on like you and me. And they might go around acting like they're gods, but that's why we like to provide covert filming for people. Not, they can even play with it. They can do skits. They can do comedy on the streets with their friends. And, you know, we can air that kind of stuff. We can put, you know, do all kinds of things with people that have a creative mind that want to get involved in broadcasting the truth. Okay.
So is that where you see yourself, you know, Forecast
yes,
TV?
That's all I want. I just want to do that, and I want to inform people of impending harm or disaster upon them. That's one of the first apps that we're working on, and okay, it will be international. We've already got Africa wanting us to come over, and, you know, it's a virgin country, basically, and parts of Asia are virgin in the sense that, you know, they don't have that much technology because they haven't had data. And now 5G is going to enable all that.
Well, Jerry, do you see Forecast TV? Where do you see this going in 10 years?
I hope beating these other people up, knocking them down, because I've got a mouth on me that gets me in a lot of trouble. I'm not one of these little dweebs like Zuckerberg who goes up there and, you know, lies and tries to control people. I just tell you like it is. I get thrown out of plenty of board meetings. I get escorted out. I go up against police chiefs. I go up against anybody. I'm not scared of them. I have no fear. So.
You're the nicest guy. I met you. You're the nicest guy. You and your family. Oh, no. You're sweet.
Well, I know. I try to be nice, but if I have to, you know, if I see something going on that's just totally not right and it's hurting, you know, 140 visitors in our community, in our city, because they're doing a fake traffic sting to try to raise money, I called them down on that and got the state and the DOT involved, and I've got the newspapers involved. I had a meeting with the city manager. And basically, I offered them they were giving out tickets, you know, and they were paying a lady to step off the curb. And if you didn't slam on your brakes and throw everybody through the windshield, they radioed a police officer a block away to give you a ticket. I didn't sign the ticket. I said, I want the police chief's phone number. So when I got back, I called him, and he was ready for a gunfight in the office.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, this is my city. You don't tell me how to run it. I said, excuse me? This ain't your city, buddy. It's our city. You work for us. And so a lot of them have this little man syndrome. And, you know, there are police officers the same way, but there's a lot of good police officers out there that have a good heart that really want to help. The same with EMS. I've been around them for 40 years and worked with them very close. So if anybody ever wants to just ask me questions or anything, you can hit me up at chat, C-H-A-T, at 4, cast, C-A-S-T. .tv, and we can carry on conversations, and that's one of the emails to the network for those that just like to find out what's going on in the world, and what, you know, our opinions might be about certain things. But in 10 years we plan to be kicking butt and holding a lot of people accountable, because what we've seen in the last 6 months, it's just made me ill, and it should most people.
I was going to say, a lot of people were sick, especially with the riots, and, you know, people throwing over cars and police cars and burning them. And then what bothered me was somebody burned the American flag. I thought, okay, that gone a little too far.
Well, it's got to stop, and, you know, citizens are going to have to get involved at some point. They're going to have to relax laws. It's like right now, I can wear my Spanish gun belt and be carrying whatever I want in it, and open, walking down the streets. I live in the Old West. Doc Holliday's buried not too far from here. He's my hero. And Colorado, you can still open carry, you know, which is good. I mean, you just want to make sure you don't walk into a bar or a bank with it. They might not like it, especially if they call the police. If you're wearing your glasses, you can film the whole scene and have some fun with it. But
back to Forecast TV, and you've been doing this for quite a while, and you got Jerry's, called Nation?
The network is new. It's been in the development for quite a while, but it's just coming up. There's a lot to be added. And it's basically, it was just born and it was just spanked, and it's, you know, been crying, and we're making all kinds of new programs and, you know, engines, and that will be concentric and all part of the TV network. So we'll be broadcasting private video on private channels, not, you know, porno or anything like that, but for safety reasons. And it'll be international, so people can actually, you know, they can view their refinery on fire while they're driving in from an hour's drive, and they can actually say, hey, look, that fire's over there by the cyanide unit. We got to make sure we keep that thing cool, put more foam on it, and hey, we're low on foam, so we can command and control and call the city to bring in more foam. The city fire department or one of the other neighboring refineries can bring in more foam. You know, cyanide is used in cases in some of these plants along the in Houston along the ship channel.
Jerry,
don't want that to go up.
I have, what about, can somebody with forecast.tv, can they send in like some movies that they've done? You know, there's some people that are really talented.
We can put up channels for people. We can put up trailers for people. We can actually, people have stuff that's licensed in their name and they want to try to sell it. We can put it on the Sanjo network and try to get you a buyer. And then, you know, they may end up putting it on HBO or one of the big boys. You make your money and you make the deal, and we just broker it.
Because you know that they're not doing Sundance because of COVID. So there's people out there who made some amazing films. I saw, Jerry.
I got one from Afghanistan this week that was, you know, all subtitled and very, very well done. And it's really, you know, interesting to see things from a different perspective. And they're actually wanting to make two more. And so they were talking to us about that. And I watched it, and it was very, very professional. And
So you screen them before you put them on Forecast TV?
Well, yeah, we have to. And then we have to, you know, sign contracts and all that kind of stuff with people just to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know.
We take sponsors. We look for sponsors. People bring us sponsors. There's, you know, breakouts. You know, if someone brings someone in with their film and they brought the sponsor, then they get 60% and then we take 40%. And because we have to load it and manage it and put it up on the network and all that kind of stuff. But we also have a franchise dealership program for those that want to have their own business, and they can call it, you know, the, whatever they want to call it. And it's international, and it's basically, we're looking for videographers that don't mind going out and showing, growing their sales skills on our travel channels that we'll be putting together, and doing ambiance videos on five-star restaurants or casinos or hotels, and interviewing the, you know, the chef and the manager, and, you know, giving you the atmosphere so that when you're going to that particular area, that, you know, is it for the geriatrics or is it for the hip, you know, and they make money every month off of that ad that they just shot. And then we give them 60% of that money. That's their money. And we get 40% because we download it, we edit it, and we put it up, you know, as a, on the Travel Channel, or we can even run it as a commercial or however they want to do it. And so the dealership is $35,000. We get all, they get all the video equipment, all the audio equipment, the boom mics and lighting and all that kind of stuff, if they don't have it already. And they can go out and start their own business, and we have financing available. And if they go out and hustle, they can build a reoccurring revenue stream that's quite substantial. And, you know, on a day they don't want to work, they can just sit at home and watch TV, and they still have money coming in. So
I've always
been into reoccurring models. So
how would they get a hold of you to do any of these projects? Which is the best way for them?
They can either do chat at forecast.tv, or they can do info at forecast.tv. Or if they want to get a hold of me personally, it's J and then MC mullin at forecast.tv. There's no .coms anywhere. Uh-huh. When we put all this together, we knew where IPTV was going years ago. So we made it .tv because it is TV. Right. So we're rocking and rolling. We're in the best place in America, the safest place in America, even according to National Geographic's own risk department. So, and you've been out here before, so you know how.
Yeah, I've been to Durango. Yes. Yeah. Well, Jerry, I'm going to get close for wrapping up, but for everyone to get a hold of you, I like that chat. Is it chat at forecast.tv?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I like that email. And
there are lots of ways to get us.
Yeah. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on. And it's good to hear that Forecast TVs is going in a good direction. And it's going to be more for the community, for people to be able to. Right. I like the idea that you will be willing to take, you know, look at some people's films and see if it's to get on. Because you know what? It gets boring sometimes watching the same thing over and over.
Right. We don't want to be like everybody else. We want to be different.
Yeah. And that's what's interesting, that somebody can tap in. And is there a membership to join the Forecast TV?
It's $2 a month. It's $2 a month right
now. Oh my gosh.
That'll go up. But I mean, for $2, you know, you can watch some pretty interesting film that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Right.
And then there's some free stuff on there, the free links. You know, we have news, markets, you know, the gold markets, the stock markets, and quite a few news sites. And then what we'll be doing is we're going to be going in and doing a complete face rebuild soon. And then because we've got to start populating the application interfaces. So that's going to be a huge deal to really help communities come together. It doesn't have to be used just for emergencies. It can actually be used for, hey, let's have a party, let's barbecue. And there's 230,000 homeowners associations just in America. And that's not counting the rest of the world, and that's not counting small communities or small townships. So it can be used to basically bring everybody together. It can be used to help protect each other. It can be used to, you know, help to get to know one another and bond, to make that bond. That's what we need in this country. There's too much division, so we need to come together. And so we're trying to build these tools and these social engines and these applications to do that. So people stay tuned, and if they want to join now, they get a break on all the things that are going to be happening, and we're in progress, and we're rocking and rolling on it.
Well, Jerry,
I stay up at night. I can't go to bed. My mind won't stop. It just thinks all the time.
I believe it. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for coming on my show, and I would like to have you come back again, especially in January after the election.
Okay.
And we can talk about that.
It's going to be an interesting month.
An interesting year, 2020. So,
yes.
So, yes, I would like to have you come back and we can talk about the election and give us an update on Forecast TV. And for all of my listeners, thank you so much for listening to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Lee, for having me on, and I'd like to wish all your listeners a safe and wonderful and merry Christmas and holiday season, and be careful, be vigilant, and we will talk to you all soon. God bless everybody.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Right, you too. Thank you, Kathy. Bye-bye.